Chapter 1.
Severe weather warning. The Met Office has issued a severe weather warning for much of southwest England from noon today. Storms will affect the whole region. There will be torrential rain and high winds, reaching gale force at times, with gusts reaching 80 miles per hour in exposed places. There is a risk of flash flooding in many areas, and drivers are warned to take extra care. Flood alerts are now in place for the following rivers in the south and southwest region. The rain had been steady all afternoon as Simon Sorella drove home from Wales and the wedding of an old friend. Now, as he poured himself a whiskey, it was lashing against the tall windows of his flat, and the gale was roaring up between the houses of the Cathedral Close. The frames rattled. He had spread out some of his recent drawings on the long table to begin the careful business of selection for his next exhibition. The living room was a serene, secure refuge, the lamps casting soft shadows onto the walls and elm floor. Simon was no lover of weddings, but he had known Harry Blade since university, after which their paths had diverged, Harry to go into the army, Simon to Hendon. But they had kept in touch, tried to meet every year, and he had been happy to play best man on the previous day. He was even happier to be home in his own calm space, sketchbooks open, drink in hand. For his last birthday, his stepmother had bought him the Everyman hardback of Evelyn Waugh's Sword of Honour trilogy. And later, after making an omelette, he was going to settle down on the sofa with it, plus a second whiskey. The storm blew louder, and a couple of times made him jump as a burst of hail spattered against the glass and a razor blade of lightning sliced down the sky, at the same time as thunder crashed directly overhead. "Spare a thought for those who have to be out in it," his mother would have said. He spared one for police on patrol, the fire and rescue services, the rough sleepers. It was not a night to let a cat out. In the Dearborn farmhouse, the cat Mephisto slept on the kitchen sofa, head to tail tip and deep in the cushion, with no intention of venturing out of his flap into the howling night. Cat pulled back the curtain, but it was impossible to see anything beyond the water coursing down the window. Sam was in bed reading, Hannah was writing her secret diary, Felix asleep. It was not her children, but her lodger Cat was worried about. Molly Lucas, final-year medical student at Bevan General, had come to live with them 5 months ago and slotted straight into their lives so easily that it was hard to imagine the place without her. She was out during the day, but always glad to look after the children any evening, was tidy, quiet, cheerful, and anxious to learn as much from Cat as she could in the run-up to her exams. She relaxed by baking bread and cakes, so that there was usually a warm loaf on the table and the tins were full. The children had taken to Molly from the start. She played chess with Sam and shared a mystifying taste in pop music with Hannah. Felix was in love with her. It had taken Cat a while to feel happy about inviting someone into the house. Even just having a lodger felt like too big a change. She knew she was afraid that somehow it would move her on yet another step from the old life with Chris. But once Molly had arrived, she realized, not for the first time, that when something new came about, the old was not therefore obliterated. Less importantly, she no longer had to rely on her father and Judith to look after the children if she was on call or at choir practice. Once or twice recently, she had also accepted invitations to supper with old friends. Going out was not only good for her spirits, but a different kind of freedom for the children. She had clung to them, and it had been a long time after Chris's death before she had stopped waking in terror that one of them was going to die too. It was after 9, and she was worried. Molly had been working in the med school library. She biked to and from the hospital, a well-equipped, fast and efficient cyclist, but this was no storm to be out in on two wheels, and the severe weather warning had gone up a grade since the last time Cat had tuned into Radio Bevan. She had rung Molly's mobile, but it was switched off, tried the hospital, but the library closed at 6 on Sundays. She went upstairs.